All right, welcome back to another exciting edition of the SB Nation Houston podcast. I'm Brian McDonald here with Sports Talk 790's Dylan Gwynn on Monday through Friday, noon to 3. Definitely give his show a listen. Dylan, obviously the big topic this week for Houston fans is Nnamdi Asomugha. Will he or won't he sign? I think I've gone through many levels of being pessimistic. Tuesday was more of a pessimistic day. But as Thursday came around, Michael Lombardi sent out a tweet that the Texans had, quote, become the front runner for Asomugha, making an offer in the neighborhood of $12 to $14 million to Asomugha. How do you feel about this? Do you feel, I mean, we've talked before about salary cap, but it appears now that money, that won't be an issue. If Asomugha decides to come here, the money will work itself out. I mean, how do you feel at this moment? Can this happen? Will it happen?
I don't think it's going to happen. I think what's going on here is that Asomugha, I believe, for a variety of reasons, wants to go to the Jets. I think the closeness of that team to a Super Bowl performance, I think he wants to win a Super Bowl. He's been with the Raiders for 8 years. He's got to win.
Are you saying the Raiders aren't Super Bowl contender?
I mean, they're not knocking on the door.
Okay.
I think he's got to be intrigued by the opportunity to win. That's number one. Secondly, he'll probably have to defer some money, but the Jets, through some kind of capology magic, have managed.
Some witch magic.
I'm telling you, have managed to come in $10 million under the cap. So I think he's going to get significant money this year.
It's all relative. He'll still be a rich man either way.
Right. I think what's happening here is that Asomugha's agent, in all likelihood, released this information to really put the pressure on the Jets to come through with a deal and for more and more money. And I think that's probably the root of what's going on here. Now, what it does show about the Texans is that the Texans were serious. They went in there with a deal, $12 to $14 million, to try to sign this guy. And honestly, if anybody in the world turns down $12 to $14 million, then you were never going to get this guy. Then he probably was never serious about coming here. So it's a good sign for the organization that they at least made that effort.
I completely agree. I mean, to put the full court press on for Nnamdi Asomugha is something that we haven't seen this team do for other guys in the past.
For anybody.
From
yeah.
Julius Peppers, whoever the free agent was that the fans wanted. They hadn't made this type of effort, and it certainly is encouraging to see. It almost reminds me of the Carlos Beltran deal back in 2000. I guess that was 2005, the winter of 2005, where it was supposed to be, you know, or thought to be, Mets or Astros. And the Astros basically went dollar for dollar with the Mets, but at some point, he had gotten enough money out of the Mets and decided just to go ahead and take the deal. Ultimately, you think that's what's going to happen?
Well, I mean, I think that in this year, I mean, I get the Beltran comparison, but I mean, in this year, he might actually end up taking a little bit less from the Jets to go there and
well, I'm
win.
Just saying, you being the Houston... I'm just saying Houston being used as a means to raise the price of the
absolutely.
Team.
Well, look, Lee Bonden did it to us last year
with the
Patriots. I mean, this was a guy who never had any interest in coming here, but leaked it late in the negotiation time
Orlando
last year.
Did it a couple years ago as
exactly
well.
Exactly right. So, I mean, it's not the first time it's happened. I hope I'm wrong. I mean, I hope he's sincere about coming here and that the Texans are the forerunners. I just, you know, I have a hard time believing it. Because why hasn't he announced already that he's going to the Jets? I mean, they've got to be haggling over money. And to me, this is a way of putting additional pressure onto the Jets to force them to come up with a better offer, and that's probably what's
squeeze
going on.
Squeeze every last dollar
exactly.
out.
Exactly.
Another guy that the Texans apparently put on a full-court press for was Eric Weddle, the safety of the Chargers. Apparently, they made a very nice offer to him, as I saw on a website called signonsandiego.com. They had to pull Weddle from the clutches of the Texans. But when you look at this deal, he's the highest paid safety in NFL history. 5 years, $40 million, $19 million guaranteed. After seeing this deal, I went from being depressed that they didn't get Eric Weddle to go, well, you know, if that's what he wants, fine. Go ahead and leave.
If Eric Weddle had been a Texan and was demanding that money, I would have lovingly wrapped his knickknacks with bubble paper and sent him on his way.
Because that's ridiculous.
Is ridiculous money. I don't even know if he's the third best safety in football.
I mean, there's no way he's ahead of Ed Reed or Paul Mahler.
Yeah, I mean, you've got the big two. I think Eric Berry's really good.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think he, you can make an argument he's not in that. in the top three. So it's ridiculous money. And on the contrary, I'll give the Texans a ton of credit for walking away from that madness.
Right.
I mean, that was completely ridiculous. So no, good non-sign. Just like they have in games sometimes, good
yeah.
no calls. You know, when a ref doesn't make a call that he probably could have made and would have been wrong on. This is one the Texans would have been wrong to give him that money.
Well, I think it does show a lot. I mean, just like we talked about, it's showing a lot for them. They even put on the full court press. To be able to feel that pressure and still back away, I think, is good. Okay, so they've struck out on Weddle. You think they're going to strike out on Asamoah. That leaves
not through their own fault.
No, they've gone
just,
along.
Yeah.
But if they do miss out on both, Jonathan Joseph, Antonio Cromartie, where do you go next?
I go Joseph first. I mean, I think Joseph plus, and really, if we're talking $12 to $14 million here, which is what they were talking about clearing in terms of cap space, well, with $12 to $14 million, I can probably go get Joseph and Sensabaugh.
Yeah.
I can go get a safety too.
The Bengals are cheap. I don't think they'd match.
No, exactly right. So I mean, for my money, I think that they can still come out of this with an arrangement that's going to leave them in prime position to go out there and make a playoff run. And if that happens, there won't be a Texan fan in Houston who remembers Nnamdi Asamoah's name. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, it'll be
it's a hard name to forget.
People won't forget. It'll be a very forgettable name
okay.
if this team finally turns the corner and gets to the playoffs with players who maybe were just a little bit less talented.
Well, for all the fun that we've had at their expense over the years, it is certainly encouraging to see signs of life from them.
Yes.
Whether they come through, we'll find out in the next
the
coming days.
Sense of urgency is the biggest because that is to me the biggest problem I've had with the Texans over the years is the lack of sense of urgency. What this shows above all else, and if nothing else, is that they get it, that they have to put a playoff product on the field, and they're out there both with Weddle deal and the Asamoah deal trying to do that. And there is a sense of urgency, and that can only lead to good things.
Now, speaking of a sense of urgency for another team, and again, we're sitting here with Dylan Gwynn of Sports Talk 790. Dylan making a gesture that involves it signifies he doesn't want to talk about this. But something that depressed me quite a bit when you actually informed me about this earlier.
I'm sorry.
On Thursday. But the Astros, we've spent, I think, the majority of our first couple podcasts talking about all the reasons why they should trade guys like Wandy and Pence. And come to find out from ESPN's Jason Stark, they got not just a good deal or good offer for Hunter Pence, but a great offer for Hunter Pence. And, turned it down.
You couldn't have drawn it up any better.
Yeah.
I mean, getting the number one pitching prospect and number one hitting prospect from the Phillies in exchange for a 28-year-old guy. I mean, you know, this is one, and I know being speechless isn't a good thing.
I was speechless when you told me.
But, I mean, I'm almost just at a loss. I mean,
or maybe blind with rage. I'm not sure which.
It's a fine line between at a loss and blind with rage, and I'm straddling that right
now. Line every day.
I cannot put into words how epically disappointing it is to have an organization in such dire need of rebuilding and to have them turn a blind eye and a deaf ear to two 19-year-old kids who are thought by everybody.
Yeah, not just good prospects.
But elite prospects.
Elite prospects.
In exchange for a 28-year-old guy who was a nice player, but come on, he's a 280 hitter, 25 home runs sometimes.
Right,
pace to hit that this year. 25 home runs maybe, 75, 80 RBIs. That's nice.
I don't know if you would agree with this, but I would say I like Pence. But he's mostly having a career year, and for the bulk of his career, has he been much better than Xavier Nady in his career?
No, he hasn't. And also, you bring up having a career year. Let's not forget, his average has dropped 16 points since the All-Star break.
Yeah.
So his stock is not going up right now, and chances are he's reverting back to what he was at last year. So, I mean, why don't you pull the trigger on this? I mean, it blows my mind. I have no... I almost have no words for it.
I'm frankly, like you said before, it's not a good thing in this business to have no thought, but things like this almost are so dumb that
I'm on the verge of the Michael Scott no explosion when he found out that Toby was working in the annex and had not been you know, reassigned to Costa Rica. I'm on the verge of that. That's where I am.
Well, hopefully we'll get a resolution to this. Dylan, thank you for joining us.
Anytime.